This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty Sheriff Officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. To do away with greed.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Corporation Nation. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. This is a pre-recorded show that will or should be aired on Friday, the 29th of November. Happy Thanksgiving to all. My guest today is Walter Graham of the Fluoride Action Network. We're going to be talking about, well, obviously, we're going to be talking about the fluoridation of water and the use of fluoride in the dental industry and in so many products. Fluoride, of course, is an invisible toxin, mostly taken for granted because it's usually, well, it's out of sight and kind of out of mind, even myself, until the last couple of days. I haven't thought much about fluoride, and yet I realize, of course, that the water supply here in Utah is fluoridated. And again, it's just not something you think about. You know about it, you feel like you can't do anything about it, and yet Walter has done something about it, and that's why he's here today to share his efforts. You know, fluoride flows freely through the public water supply, the United States, many other nations out there, with full support of government experts and bureaucrats. Its origins are, well, as a healthful additive to both public drinking water and with the dental industry. But when you examine the history of it, how this actually happened, we certainly have a cause for concern. When you put the puzzle pieces together about the history of how fluoride ended up in the water supply and in the dental industry, well, it's a very wonderfully devious history indeed. It's the purposeful and desired exposure of the common man to an unnecessary neurotoxin and poison. This conspiracy, if you will, involves not quite who you'd think. The Mellon Institute of Industrial Research, who first suggested adding fluoride to the water supply. The Atomic Energy Commission, the Manhattan Project, the first atomic bomb, the Cold War, the University of Rochester, the Kettering Laboratory, Edward Bernays, to seal the deal as the father of public relations propaganda. Of course, the Environmental Protection Agency is nowhere to be found. And most importantly, it involves the aluminum industry, of which fluoride is a byproduct. We're not talking about pharmaceutical-grade fluoride here. We're talking about simply a poisonous byproduct of the aluminum industry, from Reynolds to Alcoa to the Aluminum Company of America. Well, I'll tell you what, let's bring on Walter, Walter Graham. And again, Fluoride Action Network. Welcome to the show, Walter.
Thanks for having me, Clint.
Absolutely. So how did you get involved with all of this in the first place? I mean, what possesses a man to go out of his way to actually try to help the rest of his fellow humans to actually fight against this ridiculous addition of fluoride into the water supply?
Well, I'm living in Northern Ireland, and they announced that they were going to start putting this in the water system. And my children were smaller at the time, and I didn't want them being drugged. You know, I didn't want them being drugged through their water system. This didn't seem smart to me. And at the same time, I had heard about fluoride when I was a small kid. And I know people who had challenged this. And I had been doing pharmaceutical marketing at the time it came here. And there's one main rule of pharmaceutical marketing, and that's all drugs have side effects. There's no such thing as a drug. You can't name a drug that doesn't have multiple side effects. And yet here was a drug, which was in toothpaste and mouthwashes and all this kind of stuff, and the government was claiming that it had zero side effects. That's a lie. Automatically, that's a lie. And anybody who's in pharmacology knows that's a lie. So I knew something was wrong. I then started going to councils, because we were told that we had a three-month consultation period for the councils of Northern Ireland to decide whether they wanted this at the end of the 3 months. So myself and a small group of other citizens went around to all the councils in Northern Ireland on the same night as the health board showed up to say how great this was. At the end of the 3 months, we had 25 out of 26 councils vote against it. We had the four area health and social services councils against it. We had the large civil servants union against it. We had two farmers unions against it. We had virtually everybody against this. But that didn't stop them. They said that they didn't care what the council said. They were going to go ahead and do this anyway. And at that point, I then organized the councils into a coalition of councils, or I helped organize them into a coalition of councils. And I was elected as the PR information officer for all the councils in Northern Ireland at that point. And I started organizing citizens, and we started marching on the Capitol building. And that's really what brought it to an end. We started marching because there were two towns which were fluoridated and had been for about 30 years. So I set up citizens groups in both those towns, and then we organized marches on Parliament. And we did a number of marches on Parliament. Then we marched on the Health Board. Then we did a march down Royal Avenue, which is the major road in Belfast. And it got on television each time, and then on the radio, and then the newspapers, and they started to kill them. So just to stop the pain, they just backed out and said they wouldn't do it. And they took it out of the two towns which were fluoridated. So the whole of Northern Ireland at this moment has no fluoride in its drinking water.
Now, Ireland is separated by a border, correct? It's Northern Ireland and Ireland. What about the rest of Ireland?
Well, that's the problem. The south of Ireland is fluoridated. They have fluoride, and they've been having it added for 50 years. And the amazing thing, they have higher cancer rates than we do, by 40% in some cancers and double in others. There's 18 different cancers that the Irish government looks at both sides of the border. They have a all-Ireland cancer atlas. And every year that they looked at, the Republic of Ireland has been higher in all 18 cancers than Northern Ireland. So the number of people who've been dying in the south has been dramatic compared to people in the north. And also, I've read that the Republic of Ireland has the lowest life expectancy rate in Europe.
The Republic, that's what it is. It's the Republic of Ireland and then Northern Ireland, correct?
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's the southern part. Okay. Now, does that also, is there also higher incidence of fluoridosis of the teeth?
Oh, dental fluorosis.
Osteoporosis, that type of thing?
Yes, osteoporosis is higher in the Republic of Ireland. In fact, as far as I know, a study has come out that shows that they have the highest osteoporosis rate in Europe. They have the highest virtually in everything. It's unbelievable. But the dental fluorosis, which is the one side effect that they do admit to, which is white flecks and brown stains that appear horizontally across the teeth, and it dissolves the enamel off the teeth. So it's actually taking the enamel off the teeth. And these white flecks are not just white flecks. There are thousands of little holes that have been dissolved through the enamel of the teeth. And the government admit that any area that they fluoridate will have 50% of the population will now have this dental fluorosis. So we're trying to prevent a few cavities in about 3% of the population, which is the little children who have the really bad tooth problem. And instead, we've traded off 3% having a few cavities for 50% having this dental disfigurement, which is a physical deformity. And not only that, but the teeth are the only visible part of the skeleton.
Hold on a second. We're gonna take a quick break here, and we'll be right back and finish that.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With Walter Graham of the Fluoride Action Network. Now, how long has the Fluoride Action Network been in business?
I'd say a good 15 years, something like that. I don't know exactly when they started, but it's something like that.
It looks like you've had a lot of great success with that. The website for that is fluoridealert.org. I highly recommend people peruse that. There's a couple great videos. One of those is the fluoride deception, which I definitely want to talk about with you. It's funny, it's full circle that I saw that so long ago, and now, excuse me, here I am talking to you. So please continue with the health aspects of the difference between your northern and your southern. I mean, this is a great way, in fact, to examine the effects and to literally see what happens when one side or one group does not receive the fluoridation and the other does.
Yeah, well, because this happened, when you see the maps, they do a map of all of Ireland. And so purple is for a lot of cancer, green is for very little cancer. And in there's three maps in particular, leukemia, there's pancreatic cancer, there's another cancer as well, and they show clearly Northern Ireland stays in the green right to the border. And then from the border down, it starts getting purple. And so all the cancers are happening in the Republic of Ireland, but they stop right at the imaginary border line. And the only other thing that stops at the border line are the drinking pipes. So it's a dramatic demonstration of the damage that this stuff does. It actually ends at the border line. We're the same people. We're on the same piece of land. We breathe the same oxygen. Genetically, we're just exactly the same. And yet, somehow, they're all dying like flies down in the Republic, and we're healthier in the north.
Well, obviously that's a prima facie observation.
Of course.
Is there anything else that could be causing it is the question. I mean, it's a pretty obvious foregone conclusion, but is there anything else that could be responsible for that?
Well, the Irish government, it's their maps. They haven't come up with another explanation. Wouldn't you think they'd be kind of curious?
I would have thought they'd done some study by now. Have they acknowledged it at all?
Well, they acknowledge it because I put it in the papers. I put it in the magazine articles. So they've been forced to acknowledge it. But they don't explain it. They just say it's nothing to do with fluoridation. But they can't explain it.
So you're a bit of a thorn in their side, I'd say.
Well, I'm doing my best. and what we've really done is we've joined the rest of Europe, because 98% of Europe have actually either banned this in law or rejected it outright. So there's almost nowhere in Europe that does this except the Republic of Ireland now. So
what are those statistics in America? Do you happen to know?
I think the last I've heard, you're 60% fluoridated. 60% of all your communities are fluoridated, but people keep taking it out as other people put it in. Like Portland, Oregon, as you know, 6 months ago, they had it taken out. Austin, Texas, I think 6 months before that had it stopped. So there's different victories happening all the time in America. They're not trumpeted. Nobody tells you about them, but there are a lot of communities who are fighting to get this stopped. And that's true of the rest of the world. Israel just banned water fluoridation about 3 months ago. There's been a number of places in Canada. You've got Calgary. They stopped it about 8 months ago. And about 2 months after that, it's Windsor, a large city in Canada. They stopped it. Same things happened in Australia. Queensland in Australia, they allowed them to vote on it for the first time, and everybody voted it out. So now 500,000 people for the first time in Australia, in Queensland, no longer have fluoridated water. And I've heard of a large city in New Zealand that just voted it out as well. So I think this is on the downside. It's going down right now. The acceptance of this it's past its sell-by date.
Well, that's certainly no excuse not to continue what you're doing and to continue supporting groups like the Fluoride Action Committee. I mean, this is probably the most crucial time, in fact, because this is the time where you start to feel confident. And there's a great rule that I see quite often that people will rally against something and actually have a success. Mm-hmm. And I find that there's about a 3-year window where they'll come back and they'll do the same exact thing again, and the people by that time have literally garnered a set of confidence that doesn't allow them to reorganize and fight that thing again. And in 3 years' time, sure enough, what failed before succeeds. And so the vigilance that you guys are doing, and you especially, Walter, cannot stop. I mean, it's not something that you can just, well, we won, let's go away, because I guarantee it, we'll come back.
Oh, no, it's for sure. In fact, I just wrote a 2,000-word article for one of a major newspaper here that just got published on water fluoridation and toothpaste. So I'm continuing to make people aware of it so that if they do come back, at least we'll have people who understand there's a problem. That's what I'm doing, as well as trying to get on to radio shows and other things to keep the thing alive so that people don't forget about this.
Because
a lot of this doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, you know, nothing about it makes sense, but I start off with the toothpaste because it's the most obvious. The government and the Republic of Ireland actually admit in their own documents that one quarter of a tube of toothpaste is a lethal dose for a one-year-old, and that the entire tube is a lethal dose for a 12-year-old. So toothpaste itself in America is required to have a poison warning. I don't know if you've noticed, it's in very small type on the back.
Sure.
But if you turn it over, it actually says, you know, keep out of the reach of children, supervise toothbrushing, make sure they spit it all out. Then it says, use no more than a pea-sized amount. But if you accidentally swallow more than a pea-sized amount, you should contact the Poison Control Center immediately. Now, that's on there by federal law as of 1997. So you've got a poison warning on all of your toothpaste tubes.
Well, and I also noticed that it was the main ingredient often in such things as rat poison.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because sodium fluoride is just rat poison. Pure sodium fluoride is rat poison. In fact, I've read that Prozac, 94% of Prozac is sodium fluoride. And they've had all kinds of side effects like birth problems and infertility and all kinds of things have come out of Prozac. But a lot of these drugs have fluoride in them. Some of the stronger ones, like Rohypnol, the date rape drug, that's fluoridated, you know. So you're getting a lot of this stuff from pharmaceuticals. Then you're getting it from your toothpaste and the CFCs that cut the hole in the ozone. That's chlorofluorocarbon. That's also fluoride. So you're getting this from so many different sources. Unleaded petrol puts out fluoride, hydrogen fluoride out of the back end of its car. Because they use fluoride in the taking the lead out, and so there's fluoride residues left. So you're getting this from so many sources, you do not need it. It's not an essential nutrient. It's a poison. It's in the same class of poisons as cyanide. It's quite incredible how they've gotten away with this. But what they're putting in the water isn't fluoride anyway. What they put in the water is another chemical called hydrofluorosilicic acid, which, as you said before, is the toxic waste of the phosphate fertilizer industry and the aluminium industry. And they're just taking this directly from these industries and dumping it into your water supply. And it's contaminated. We've taken it to a lab in Dublin. We had it analyzed here. And we found it was contaminated with mercury, lead, arsenic, aluminium, chromium, strontium-90, uranium. I mean, this stuff is contaminated with so many poisonous things.
Wow. Well, let's get back into that after the break here. I did not know that. Fluoride with mercury. That's just wonderful. And we're supposed to bend over and say thank you. May I have another? We'll be right back with Walter Graham of the Fluoride Action Network.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Empty your mind before...
You are in the Corporation Nation radio program here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. And with me today is Walter Graham of the Fluoride Action Network. Now, Walter, when you were describing all these toxic ingredients, or mm-hmm. I should say chemicals that just happen to be, were you actually testing the fluorosinic acid that was actually before it was put in the water, or were you testing the water?
No, it was from a water treatment plant. It was the actual acid before it was put in the water. And so we had it analyzed to see what else was in there. And we came up with 38 different chemicals, or 28 different chemicals.
Can you say that list again for me?
Well, there was mercury, there was lead, there was arsenic, there was aluminium, there was strontium 90, there was uranium, there was cobalt, there was chromium. This stuff is laced with so much stuff, and a lot of it radioactive, because they're getting this from phosphate rock. They break phosphate rock down for the fertilizer. Well, phosphate rock is the main source for uranium in the world, phosphoric acid, and it also has phosphoric acid in the hydrofluorosilicic acid. So what they've done is because industry is not allowed to release the fluoride into the atmosphere, they're forced to put scrubbers on the chimneys of these industries, and they collect the gases and all the contaminants that come up the chimney. And then at night, they wash out that scrubber with sulfuric acid, and it makes a slurry called hydrofluorosilicic acid. And they don't treat it in any way or try and get any of the contaminants out. They take it directly from those industries, and they put it directly into your drinking water. And the acid itself can eat through stainless steel, it can eat through fiberglass, it can eat through concrete. The only thing that it can eat through is epoxy plastics. So when they transport it, it has to be in an epoxy plastic container, and or the tanker has to have an epoxy plastic lining to prevent it from eating through the tanker. And in fact, you had a spill in Florida a number of years ago where the acid on its way to a water treatment plant from Florida, it had a small pinhole in the epoxy plastic lining, and the acid ate through half-inch steel plating side of the truck, it dribbled down, and it dissolved the axle and the back tires off the truck, and it split open. And the acid spilled all over the highway, and it dissolved the highway instantly. And 2,000 homes had to be evacuated around that truck because they were terrified. If it became airborne, it would have killed everybody in the area. And everybody who drove through the acid was forced to go to a poison control center to have a guy in a spacesuit wash down the underside of the car just to keep the car from being eaten. And that's the stuff they're putting in your drinking water.
Wow. That's a I don't think I heard about that story. It probably was a little bit of control on that story getting out, correct?
Well, you'll get it on the sites. It was on Route I-4 in Florida.
Wow.
And they've had other spills. This stuff is so corrosive, you have no idea how powerful this is. Now, they water it down to one part per million so that it doesn't eat your face off. But, you know, all that's happening is you're being, instead of being poisoned quickly, you're being poisoned slowly.
So the side effects don't
necessarily appear straight away.
Sure, of course. It's a slow kill. What we're really talking about, as we've seen before, is an entire industry that has cooperated with the regulators of government to dispose of something improperly through basically public funding. I mean, do we actually buy this stuff?
Incredibly. You know what it is? What they've done is they've magically turned garbage into gold. So they would have had to, by federal law, believe it or not, an international law, they're forced to bury this stuff in a lined landfill and treat it with chemicals to neutralize it. This costs millions, probably hundreds of millions each year to do something like that. Instead, they sell it to you, and you pay millions for it, and then you drink it. And then most of it, this is the big joke, 99.9% of all the water ends up going into the environment, where they're not allowed to put this stuff by international law.
So they bypass
international law, and they turn garbage into gold.
Well, when you say that, is that because it's going into the reservoirs? It's going into...
Well, here's what happens. You're putting fluoride in 100% of the water. The DOE... the Department of the Water Department, they lose about 40% of all the water in underground leaks before you even get the water. 40% is lost in underground leaks. It happens in every system. Out of the 60% that's left, industry uses 7/8 of the water supply anyway. So industries are very, like farming and paints and, you know, all kinds of industries are using huge amounts of water compared to you. So they're using 7/8 of the water supply. Out of the 1/8 that's left that comes into your home, you actually drink less than 1% of it. You flush the toilet, you wash your clothes, you water the lawn, but you fill the swimming pool, but you're not drinking it. So out of the 1/8 of the the 7/8 of the water supply is used by industry. So out of the 1/8 that comes into your house, you're drinking less than 1% of that 1/8. And then how many children in the whole population have the really bad tooth problem? It's about 3% of the population. So you've now got 3% of the population drinking 3% of 1% of 1/8 of 60% of all the water you bother to fluoridate. Does this sound like a logical way to deliver a drug?
Well, I mean, I've often wondered how they could have possibly convinced people that something that's good for your teeth should be ingested. I mean, that alone is probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It would have taken someone like Edward Bernays to make people actually believe that that was a logical choice.
Well, yeah. It, when you drink it, it passes your teeth at 100 miles an hour. How does it find its way back to teeth only? If it can change your teeth so dramatically, isn't it only logical that it's changing other systems? Your teeth are the only visible part of your skeleton. So if it's able to totally change your teeth, it's changing your skeleton. And there's now, there's at least 13 international studies that show that hip fractures are higher in fluoridated areas than non-fluoridated areas. In fact, all fractures are higher in fluoridated areas than non-fluoridated areas. There's over 33 studies showing that it causes lowered IQs in children. You know, there's over 100 studies showing that it causes thyroid dysfunction. So this is serious. There's a lot of studies backing this up. In fact, there's well over 1,000 solid studies proving harm, and there's not one study, you can't name me one study that proves that this stuff is safe or that it's effective at reducing tooth decay. That's the amazing thing. People don't go looking for the evidence, but there is none. they don't have to have it. They just say it, you know. The last country that took it out in Europe, there was two countries. First, Holland. I should just explain. Holland, a group of doctors fought for 7 years to get this stopped in Holland after all these side effects appeared in the whole population. They were able to conclusively prove with a double-blind study that all the side effects were caused by fluoride. They then got the Constitution of Holland rewritten to prevent this from ever coming back again. Then we come to Switzerland, I think in 2000, the year 2000, they stopped fluoridation, or they stopped fluoridation of the one city that they were fluoridating. Because when they checked their dental records, they found it had the highest dental decay rate in Switzerland. It should have had the lowest, but in fact it had the highest. And the other thing it had the highest cancer rate. And they suddenly went, oh my God, all these studies are true, and they stopped it in Switzerland. About 6 months before that, the country of Belgium, their health minister, actually had all fluoride supplements, drops, tablets, chewing gum, all this kind of stuff, banned. And she called it fluoride is a slithering poison which destroys the brain and the bones and causes osteoporosis and arthritis. This is one health minister. Now, she called for a European-wide ban on fluoridated toothpaste, but it didn't happen. But she called for it. But they actually passed into law, and they banned all fluoride drops, tablets, chewing gum, the whole works in Belgium. And yet, you're still drinking this stuff.
Well, and again, you said Israel, the Supreme Court of Israel recently decided that it was a bad stuff, and they're going to be banning it. I mean, what's it going to take to get America on board with? I mean, obviously there's a lot of groups here that are fighting it. But we have such a incredible bureaucracy here. And when we say bureaucracy, we literally mean a bunch of people who are doing things without thinking, without considering the side effects of what they do. Is Fluoride Action Network, is that the largest group out there fighting? It sounds like you guys have had a lot of success. I highly recommend people. It's fluoridealert.org if you haven't seen it. A wonderful website. Sounds like we're going to go to a break, so we'll be right back, Walter. We'll talk about the Fluoride Action Network.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Hey neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Or maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation radio program. Again, Walter, let's talk about the Fluoride Action Network. Now, one of the things that you guys did, and I find this just really amazing, again, is because the first time I ever really understood how horrific this whole thing was an interview that I saw quite a while ago, many years ago, probably 8 years ago, I don't know, called The Fluoride Deception. It was about a half an hour interview with a gentleman named Christopher Bryson, who was a reporter, I think for the BBC, and he stumbled upon this, and his book, which I think is The Fluoride Deception, was a major well, exposure of this. So, and you guys were apparently, now that I find out, part of the group that actually did that interview. So why don't you tell us about the site and Mr. Bryson as well.
Well, you've already told people about the site. I mean, I highly recommend it because it covers history, it covers the latest campaigns, it'll cover everything that you need to know to fight this, and you can download information and videos that could help you in your fight. Christopher Bryson is a BBC correspondent, you know, and he still got his job. He didn't get sacked, and the book didn't get, he didn't get sued for that book. And in the book, he's telling you that government is actually working in conjunction with industry to get rid of their industrial waste through the water system, that there is no use for this stuff. And any scientist who stands up against this industry or who speaks out ends up getting attacked and losing their jobs, which is, he names off one doctor that I know of, which is Phyllis Mulinex, who lost her job after she proved conclusively to the university or the institute that she worked for, that fluoride caused damage, including cancer. So she was then suddenly sacked. So he covers this in the book, and he also covers the sort of general history of the fluoridation and the involvement of Edward Bernays, the father of PR, public relations. He started off promoting fluoridation. The idea, the whole concept of fluoride being good for you and good for your teeth, it's not true. None of it's true. But that's what they've been doing. And Christopher Bryson's book goes into all that detail, and he's very convincing because he gives you all of the documents to back up everything he's saying. So it's a powerful book, and I would advise everybody out there to get it if you want to know more about fluoridation and what you're drinking.
One of the things he talked about was a gentleman named Harold Hodge, I guess, who was a real, real important figure. And he turns out to be the chief toxicologist in the Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
And at the time was injecting radioactive plutonium into people to see what would happen. I mean, it was this, you know, scientific study. A lot of things are done in the name of science that obviously shouldn't be done. But this is the interesting part to me, and if we take ourselves back to the you know, pre-World War II, we find out that in order to create the atomic bomb, that the production of that requires massive amounts of fluoride. That, what a revelation that is.
Yeah, it's part of the process of making breaking down uranium, you know, to get to make the bomb. And so you end up, you know, you have a huge amount of fluoride used. And the problem for the Manhattan Project was that I think it was DuPont, it was one of the big chemical companies, I'm fairly sure it was DuPont, they got slapped with a lawsuit from a bunch of farmers around their plant, because they used to just pump out the fluoride in gases and into the rivers and stuff, and all the cattle started dying of different cancers, and so did the people around the plant, and they started suing. Also, their crops started to die, and so the farmers started litigation. That's what brought it to a head, and that's why Edward Bernays was brought in, to try and convince everybody in America that this is a great product and that, you know, it doesn't do any harm. But in fact, the exact opposite is true. They've known for since the 1800s that fluoride's a really virulent poison. You know, so, and they've had disasters before in history, you know, with fluoride. The Dunur fog, which was in Chris Bryson's book, was talked about. So they've had a lot of disasters with this stuff. There is nothing positive about fluoride.
And, nothing.
Certainly if it has a poison warning on your toothpaste tube, you know, and we're talking very small amounts. Do you know how much is in the whole tube? It's 1/5 of a level teaspoon. That's how much is in the entire tube. And that's a lethal dose for a 12-year-old.
Wow.
1/3 of a level teaspoon is a lethal dose for an adult. And it doesn't matter what size you are. It'll kill you. And there's no antidote to fluoride. That's another amazing thing.
Well, it's an
acid, once you take it in, the only thing they can do is pump your stomach and give you plenty of calcium, because fluoride reduces your calcium levels as well. So as you're taking in fluoride, your calcium is going down in direct proportion.
Well, now,
I had,
suppose,
sorry.
Do you suppose that that is the reason that they started putting calcium carbonate in so many products?
It could be. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I have in front of me one of the studies out of China. China did a series of studies that proved that fluoride reduced children's IQs dramatically. And one of these studies, I've got it in front of me now, and the first line of the study says, it has been reported that fluoride can penetrate the fetal blood-brain barrier and accumulate in cerebral tissue before birth, thereby apparently affecting children's intelligence. Well, wait a minute.
We're
putting something in the water that can jump the fetal blood-brain barrier and accumulate in cerebral tissue of a fetus? I mean, can we be doing this? It's insanity what's going on. It's just the population are not looking at this, and they're not looking at how illogical this is. Because, you know, they're saying they're giving you one part per million, but then once they put it in the water, they automatically put it into your boiled potatoes. They put it into your rice. They put it into your beer. They put it into every food or drug manufactured, or every food and drink manufactured using that water supply. So you're not getting one part per million from just the water. You're getting it from your tea. You're getting it from your beer. You're getting it from your boiled potatoes. So you're getting this. You're getting a lot of this now. And it's not the only source. It's in pesticides. It's the killing agent in most pesticides. It's also in herbicides. So it's being sprayed on your food. It's being, you know, so you're getting this from a lot of sources. And that's the problem. It's out of control, the amount that you're getting in America right now, because you're getting it from so many places. Plus, it's in all the dental products. And they even paint it on children's teeth at the dentist. You know? I mean, it's just amazing. Now, if the child were to swallow the stuff that they put on the teeth, he would die in the dental chair. And they've had children die in America in the dental chair before. It's happened.
Wow.
Just from swallowing that fluoride topical application. This is a serious poison we're playing with. But it's being kept under wraps by the federal government, who don't want you to know about this. And that's what Chris Bryson's book is about.
It's also referred to as the most damaging environmental pollutant of the Cold War.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty powerful statement right there alone.
Yeah, well, you know, as I say, if people listening to this, my advice to you is, first of all, get off the toothpaste. Get off now. Go to a health food store and get non-fluoridated toothpaste. There's a lot of different brands you can get. Walida, it's a German brand. Anything from Europe, most of them won't have it. Get yourself a non-fluoridated toothpaste right now. Now, the other thing you have to realize is that there are other products that have this in it. You know, like your Coca-Cola will probably have it in it, because a lot of them are bottled in fluoridated areas. Plus, the crops that they use to make a lot of these foods and drinks have fluoride in them, you know, in the pesticides and so on. So you're getting a lot of this from all these different sources. So you have to avoid, where you can, get organic. Get organic food that hasn't been sprayed with pesticides or herbicides, you know. The other thing I would do personally, I would get a distillation unit, and I would start distilling the water. My children were brought up on distilled water, and they're the healthiest adults you'll ever meet.
Probably the smartest ones, too.
They've never had fluoridated water.
They're probably a lot more intelligent than the average child as well, right?
Well, they're certainly going to have a lot less damage than most American kids, because they haven't been on this water supply. And, you know, fluoride's not the only thing that's in there that's bad. I mean, there's aluminium in the drinking water. They're using sulfuric acid in the drinking water. There's a whole series of chemicals that are broken down from the chlorine that they put in. And chlorine itself is a poisonous gas.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of toxic.
We will be right back for the second segment of the Corporation Nation here on RBN. Stay with us.
With financial